Pricing with Confidence. 10 Ways to Stop Leaving Money on the Table. Authors, Reed K. Holden, Mark R. Burton. An optimum price is the price that meets the requirements of the buyer and seller. If you hit the optimum price, your customers will be happier, your profits will be higher, and your bottom line will be healthier. In reality, pricing is not that simple. Setting the optimum price is one of the most difficult decisions managers ever make. Pricing rules. Rule 1. Replace the discounting habit with little arrogance. Just a little bit of arrogance signals the confidence needed to kick the discounting habit. When your salespeople get asked for lower price, what's their response? Arrogance, just a little. Means that people, especially salespeople, feel confident about what their company offers and why it functions better on behalf of its customers. The starting point of being confident in your price is being confident in your value. Rule 2. Understand the value you offer to your customer. You can't have confidence in your pricing until you have confidence in the value that your offerings create for your customers. Even though many managers are convinced that they can get this information, the reality is that most of your customers are eager to tell you. All it takes is asking the right questions and being willing to listen. When everyone in the organization knows that you have the right offerings and that your prices are right, the sales team regains control of the negotiations. This all rests on a solid understanding of the value that your products and services already do or could create for your customers. Rule 3. Apply one of three simple pricing strategies. The three basic pricing strategies are 1. Skim pricing. It hinges on your ability to demonstrate that your offering provides significantly greater financial benefits than the competitor. 2. Penetration pricing. It depends on your attitude, i.e., if you want the price to be the primary driver of the purchase decision or not. 3. Neutral pricing. It is when prices are set close to those of the competitor with the intention of reducing the impact of price competition. Rule 4. Play better with customers. All customers say that value is what they most want, but many are bluffing. Some customers are motivated by price alone. Others want and are willing to pay for value. Know the difference so that it can work for you. Adjust your offering and selling approach to optimize your advantage for each. It's the pricing game players you've got to control. Rule 5. Price to increase profits. The highest purpose of pricing is to improve profits. If products and services add more value for customers than you thought they would, consider increasing prices, but keep in mind that it is difficult to do so. The majority of vendors count for costs when setting their prices. Some of them tend to average costs over multiple products and allocate fixed costs to products in a way that can actually cause most profitable products to be vulnerable to competition. In order for you to have confidence in your prices, they must be backed up by an efficient infrastructure of processes and products. Concentration should be on the value provided to the client in order to go away from the cost-based pricing trap. Rule 6. Add new products and services that give you negotiating flexibility and growth. Provide your salespeople with the gives and gets that are so important in negotiating. If customers want to lower price, subtract features and services, i.e., capture the value of valuable services. When products are regarded as commodities, add services to differentiate products and prop up prices. This strategy is undermined when valuable services are given away. To gain more confidence in negotiating, you can price incremental services to reflect their true value to customers. An effective strategy for market dominance is to develop a dual offering that covers both the high and low-end customer needs. Flanking offerings grow both the firm revenues and global footprint. Rule 7. Force your competitor to react to your pricing. This can be achieved by developing a competitive information system. It is known that when markets mature, they become less responsive to change in price, yet customers get more sophisticated in how they encourage suppliers to pull the low price lever. There are competitors who are willing to respond. The net result is that industry and company profits take a nosedive. When this happens, or is expected to happen, it is wise to adopt systems that develop better responses to customer and competitive price pressures. These systems are intended to make sure that when you do make a move, it does not lead to problems. Rule 8. Build your selling backbone. Teach your salespeople and managers to negotiate value. Prepare for tough negotiations through the following steps. 1. Conduct value analysis to link the customer value needs with what the company offers. 2. Conduct buying center analysis to identify the individuals involved in the purchasing process and their positions, their criteria, and how much power and control they have over the process. 3. Evaluate likely buying behavior. 4. Determine your strategy to take your analysis of the customer's buying center and their likely purchasing approach, and then develop that strategy to increase the likelihood of success. 5. Offer development to translate the value needs of the players in the buying center and your assessment of the buying behavior into a meaningful account-level offering strategy. 6. Develop the primary way of negotiation. 7. Determine the expected customer response. 8. Develop a secondary negotiating strategy to prepare answers for both the customer response to your initial strategy and the competitor's response as well. Rule 9. Take simple steps to move from cost-plus to value-based pricing criteria for confidence-building pricing process. The key to building pricing confidence is the knowledge that what you have planned for and built is going to stand up in the field with salespeople and customers. The following criteria help in making a pricing process built on confidence. Reliability. A process is said to be reliable if it produces consistent results. If you provide similar inputs, a coherent pricing system should generate similar outputs. Visibility. The process should be visible, capable of meeting all challenges confidently, and not to be scared of any information. Scalability. The process should be easy to scale in order to determine its status. Accountability. The process should provide a window on the day-to-day activities within the business. Standardization. The process must be viewed as relevant to current business conditions. If a process isn't used for the majority of the cases that is designed to handle, the system is at risk. Rule 10. Price with confidence and remember who you are. In order to make pricing with confidence a reality in your company, processes must be put in place to integrate the goals of individuals, departments, and the organization as a whole into a cohesive go-to-market plan. Senior leadership assignment is to make sure that everyone in the organization keeps their focus on improving value for customers. Also, confidence in value breeds confidence in price. If employees have a low opinion of the company, how do you expect them to have confidence in pricing? If you want them to have confidence in the company, they've got to have confidence in the leadership. By applying these 10 rules, you can have confidence in your pricing decisions, and you can move the negotiation to a discussion of how you provide concrete results for your customers.